Welcome to season three.
We aspire to be piss poor.
I'm all for eating more meat.
Cut that out in a
Oh, let me just tell you one more thing. So I couldn't take my coat off, so I had to sit all the way through the performance in the coat. They got my boobs out. Yeah.
That's in for ages.
Anyway, a bit of a knobbed situation. But hey, that's what it's all. How are you? Happy Daddy's Day.
Happy Daddy's Day, my friend. You've been pressed the card again, as per usual.
Take it straight on. We're just saying, do you feel a bit rough looking today?
Yeah. Do I look really rough looking?
No, you look beautiful as always, but I think I look a bit rough.
I need an haircut to a point where, like, here, it's, like, really, like, wispy and weird. This morning I got up and it was, like, because I slept and it was all over the place. I had bedhead for ages. I was like, oh, my God, I got bedhead.
Just put some hair gel on
me. Ridiculous. So, now I need to get a shave. I'm contemplating, you know, keep on growing it and grow it out.
I think it looks all right.
But
you should see where it looks a bit bigger.
Bit bigger. That's what Mrs. says. No, I can't look. It's now. I think I'm past the. Because I said to him, I might grow out. She went, "Why? So you're heading back here?" And I was like, "No, I can grow it forward." And she's like, "How would you do that?"
Yeah, then you're hiding it again, aren't you?
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Just a little bit longer, but short.
Yeah, like I say, it's not itchy or not, but it's annoying. It's really annoying.
Because you have to comb it.
I feel really scruffy. It's weird. Because I know it's not a mess. It's not as if I've got hair sticking up all over. But it just feels untidy. It feels weird.
So if you're listening to this, you now need to go onto YouTube and watch this.
Yeah.
So I can see.
And my beard. It's in my mouth. I'm eating my moustache.
It's good at it.
No, I hate it.
I want a trim.
I know, yeah. I'm not sure.
I just can't be bothered to come here.
That's right. It's business. Yeah. Wish I had long hair. So jealous.
Shake it, man.
So jealous.
Ellie said today, looks a bit matted, looks a bit long. What are you doing with it? Like, I don't really know.
Go moddy. Go like long mod.
It's one of them as well where if you wanted to grow it long, it's in that mid bit where it just looks rubbish all the time.
You got to wait a bit longer.
Yeah. You need another lockdown, don't we?
Yeah. To be fair, if we had another lockdown where I didn't have to leave, I think I'd grow my hair back out.
Would you?
Yeah.
Big hair, big beard.
No, I'm going to go big beard. Big beard is made. Mine's all like, once again, I got like pubes. They're weird. It's really curly, my beard.
What about your beard?
I just give it a shot.
Such a bragger.
Really?
I've got pubes.
I've got millions. But yeah, so.
Flashback to being 13.
Yeah.
Anyway, what have you been up to?
Today, we went to this place called Mission Out.
Is it good enough to shout them out?
I think so, yeah. No, I would shout them out. Price point, very good. It was 36 quid for the family. And there were loads to do. It was there all day. I thought it was really good. Weather was garbage today, so it actually fitted in nicely. As in, like, it was outside. But, you know, sometimes it's wet and miserable and you can't get on with what you're doing. It fitted in perfectly because you just got a bit muddy and a bit mucky. So it was good.
Nothing that was going to spoil anything.
No, apart from when Noah fell on his head. I thought he broke his back.
He fell on his head?
Yeah, so it was swinging from this, like, it looked like a big massive spider webs of rope. So he went through it and then, like, started hanging down and his legs hooked, if that makes sense. So then he was then trying to sort himself out. So he grabbed next one. And then as he let his legs out, he then said to go, well, I can't hold on anymore. And just, like, jackknifed him then. But, like, he, like, sort of, like, turned his head, landed on, like, his neck and his shoulder. Like, I can't breathe. I was like, fuck, that's broke his fucking neck. But then he was like, me back, me lower back. I was like, you didn't land on your lower back. So you probably like jarred everything. I was like, here we go. Hey, and Ethan. Bank holiday Monday. But he seemed to be all right after a while. But
when he wakes up in the morning, his toes are tingling.
But I said, getting the tingling in the other line. He's like, no. And I was like, twitching around, like, is everything all right? Yeah. I got him moving. But he seemed all right.
Still
pissed himself. Oh, no.
Tingling below the waist.
But yeah, so there was a moment of thinking, oh, fuck's sake.
I remember we was at a park once and Andy fell on him, like a back, and I thought, oh, shit. And when you're a parent of shared children as well, you don't want to be the one that's going to the other one going, yeah, I just can't look after him properly.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm fucking doing.
At least you're there as a four, as a family, going, well, at least we're all in this together.
Yeah, I nearly said, go careful, you can land on it, and before I can even go careful, whoop, straight down, I was like, oh shit. Couldn't say it quick enough. But anyway, shit happened.
And you know when they do get winded and they get it that, oh,
no, it wasn't like that. Oh, it was just like, oh, God.
can't breathe. I can't breathe.
And I was like, it's been weird. They can't breathe from landing on your head.
You know, let me show you my brilliant nursing skills.
Back what? Onto me.
Picked him up. That's that time when Noah fell off his scooter and he had a fucking great big egg on his head.
Was that when child services?
Yeah. So we're going down, he was on his scooter and he went down. Was it Donny? Do you know that big park at Donny near, what's there? So
the big
second roundabout.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like a big massive lake in the middle of India, yeah. So there's downhill, but then he was on his scooter, like downhill, and he's like, what's he going to do? You know what I mean? He pretty much ran off and was like, how's he going to stop him saying here? Do you know what I mean? And he's went, boom, head smacks it on floor, and within like seconds, big, massive egg. I was like, oh no, trip to A&E. But no, we didn't end up going.
Too busy.
Yeah, that stutter and stammers, if we get by that, it's all right. Live with that.
Just random left
out. Yeah, yeah. Really. He's fine with that.
I once took Lexi to A&E, don't you? Went in there, went, nah, we'll come back tomorrow. Yeah. Oh, it's just full of people.
Madness.
Didn't need to be in there. Horrible.
And the people.
Speaking of falls, we went out for a walk yesterday.
Hey, Gas Falls.
No. Robin Hood Stride.
Robin Hood Stride?
Yeah, so it's supposed to be like a child-friendly. No, Peak District.
Huh.
Child-friendly walk. And I thought, knobhead dad, get into this field. And we're sort of walking down, and it's very wet. So just give Lexi a little nudge, and that was it. Started running down. You know, she just could not stop herself. Just got about three quarters of the way down, and then just sort of thought, the only way I'm going to stop this is by diving off
the floor.
She didn't have a lot of choice.
Oh, but you were furious, yeah?
She weren't very happy, because this was like literally the first 5 minutes as well. So she was wet right from the start.
Ooh, oh, not bad.
Not bad, Dad. I thought she would have just stopped herself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
At least she stopped before a brick wall and barbed wire at the bottom of the fence.
Well, I think that's what she was looking at. Going, oh, God. It's getting here.
You mad, man.
Yeah. But that was good.
Good day out there?
Well, I enjoyed it.
Did they enjoy it?
I don't think the kids enjoyed it.
No.
I think, you know my thoughts on being outdoors and walking, and I like it. But they don't. I think Lexi would have enjoyed it a lot more if she went through right from the start. That would be good. I think maybe I needed to get them, because I was sort of chief, what you got, not map reader, but I had the directions.
Yeah.
I think maybe if I got them involved in that a little bit more, that would have maybe been a bit better.
Yeah.
It was nice, the walk was nice, and that's kind of what I want to do this summer, get out of it.
Yeah.
Do stuff like, it don't cost anything.
No, no.
Take a bit of food with us. You know, drive to wherever you need to be. Most of the places you can park on the road, even if you pay for a bit of parking, you're not paying 50, 60 quid to spend. Do you know what I mean? And
yeah.
Just it's nice. I like it.
Nice. Well, speaking of map reading, this summer, I want to get like a proper old school map and compass. And I want to go somewhere like, let's say, Pocklington or something, and go up on walls.
Drop the kids off.
No. Well, in a fashion, yeah. As in, go, right, here's a map, here's a compass, you two work together. Like, show how it all works and have, like, a route to follow and let them dictate. And the only time I'll step in is if, like, going, like, hang on, I walk in Scarborough. I mean, that's just, we've gone wrong.
Chips.
But, yeah, to the point where I'm thinking, because I used to love doing that as a kid. So, like, when we were scouting and stuff like that, I don't know how they got away with it, but I remember genuinely we was at some sort of, and one table was board, it was, like, another one, and there was four of us, split into groups of four. It was like, right, here's a map, here's a compass. Starting here, you got to get here. We must have walked like 3-4 miles on our own, just four of us, just in groups of four.
Different
so, worlds. So right? Leaders are like, we're like, set us off, as in like, go, off you go. And then when it seemed to have finished,
yeah.
We just like, we look back now and go, hang on, what was this one doing? We didn't have mobile phones. We was just left to our own devices.
But that's part of it though. I think you don't think of them things. You just go, right, this is what we've got to do.
Yeah, but my kids won't think of them things and think that's what I do. But looking back, like, what the hell was they doing in my... They must be looking after me, man.
Yeah. Do you think, though, that there's part of them, like, knowing where you are? Almost... Because we did one once. I think it was from Tables. We went on a walk, and I'm sure I saw one of the leaders, like, in a tree or something like that. As if there was, like, going, oh, I know you're on the right track. Or maybe at the end of a route where, you know, if you've gone this way, you've gone,
yeah. Oh, maybe there was a bit of that then.
But, like, Andy's in guides and they don't do anything. They just stay in the hut and...
But, like I said, I used to love doing that. Like, you know, like, because, and even now, I love orienteering. Like, to the point where, like, if it was like an adult's orienteering, I would genuinely go and do it. Do you know, I said, like, walking and stuff, give me an orienteering. I love that.
Yeah.
Because that's like, to me, like, you know, you go for a walk, it's there's no purpose there.
There's no challenge to it for you, is there?
No, it's, well, I'd have to walk a mountain and go, okay, do you mean? I've had this conversation, same grass, same trees, same brick. Whereas you went, right, there's an orienteering, it incorporates this mountain. I'm all over it. I'll have a bit of canter, I'll have a bit of jogging. I'm thinking, I want to do as quick as I can. I want to do this, you know, there's a challenge getting something right. I genuinely love orienteering. I do.
I can't remember what it was. The other week you claimed you love something really random as well. I absolutely love, like, potatoes.
Yeah, I do never know.
It was somewhat weird.
But have you had a geocaching?
No.
So it's a bit like orienteering. There's like a treasure or a treat at random places around the country. Download the app, geocaching. And there'll be one around here, so you can do it yourself. You can just drop something somewhere. You might open it, might be a poem, it might be, you know, some of significance to you. You might say, well done, you found my geocache, and here's a reward, or, do you know, like, here's a painting, or you can paint a rock or something like that. And people go looking for them.
Do you know what? You say that. We found a bottle of, it was like an old bottle under, like, a rock. I think it was a bottle of piss, if I'm honest.
And one geocache in then. It might have been.
So do you think we could do it and, like, drop a link to the podcast?
Yeah, yeah.
We'll do it somewhere and see if somebody finds it.
Yeah, like I said, it's called geocaching. And I think it's one of the things where I did it for, and I said, did it. I knew what it was and meant to go do bits and bobs when kids were real little. Do you know the ones that are around here? Download the app and never. And there's like some, like, you know, like in that Aiming Bridge, you know, the Blue Bridge.
Mm.
There's a couple there and stuff like that around there.
We did one of the things, I think it was in lockdown, where it was like on an app and you was chasing like dinosaurs or dragons or something like that.
Pokemon.
It wasn't Pokemon, but it was a similar sort of thing. And I just thought it was a right load of crap. Because you'd go somewhere and you'd be like, right, it's here. In the middle of a path, it couldn't possibly be anywhere else, and it just wouldn't let you pick it up or, like, acknowledge that it was done. But I'm sure there's other apps and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, so it was another good thing we did. I probably mentioned on the podcast. In Sheffield, we did, like, a bit like orienteering, but, like, it was like a treasure hunt. And it was, like, clues. And it was all to do with Alice in Wonderland. And is it Alice in Wonderland? And so, like, your app was like your map. So it was like in a fake world, but your map that was doing it. So as you're walking down the street, it's like in a fictional place in Alice in Wonderland. And you get to like a place, and it's like the hair is something. It's like a riddle. You got to look around. Then you answer on the app. So it might be like something to do with a clock that's stopped ticking or whatever. So you put in the time what the clock is. Obviously, it's not one that's moving, but that's a bad example. But so you put the information in there and it goes, yeah, well done. You've passed. Da, 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 da. Next stage is here. Walk 300 yards down Thingy Road and da, da, da. So you go down the roads and it's like they've incorporated the city of Sheffield into this. It was really good. I enjoyed that.
Oh, nice.
And kids enjoyed it. And it was like all riddles and stuff. I think it was a paid thing though. I think it gave me, I don't know when it was. It was last year sometime. Did I not mention it?
I don't think I've ever mentioned it. You did the one in York, didn't you?
Wandering York.
You did, because...
What, oh yes, yeah, so York,
the treasure room.
You can do the treasure room. So that was like so similar to that. Apart from that, was like a paper based one.
This one was on that.
And you had to think, and you had to write down the clues as you went around. There's answers. Whereas this one was all app orientated, and you just put your answer into your phone. And it was brilliant. And all of a sudden, like, you'd walk down somewhere, and then your app would go, but it'd realise you're somewhere, and it'd be like, oh, like a bonus thingamajigger. Can you answer this as quick as you can or whatever. Really, like I said, I thought it was really good.
Couldn't do that moment around here, could you? It's got no signal outside your house.
No, it's doing my knock. It was meant to be fixed Friday, just gone.
It's been so hard work. Right, let's get on to today's topic. This is season end.
Episode
69. Season 3, episode 69. That's... Kevin, how many episodes that
a
is?
A lot. You know, flow back and go, why are we doing
this? You're back going,
what are we achieving here?
That was a long time ago, wasn't it?
But lockdown started.
Yeah, doing it on Zoom.
Yeah. Go back and listen if you were you and you.
Go start at the very beginning. Was it better at the beginning?
Well, we just talk about being dads at the beginning.
Hmm. What's been your highlight of season 3?
genuinely, the episode with Basler, I thought was the best.
Yeah, best
what we've done. I think I've enjoyed it all. Like I say, for me, it's a bit of therapy, this session. Do you know?
We call it a session.
Yeah. I come lay on the settee, talk about my troubles to Dr. Len.
Shall I? I'll remember getting that invoice sent across.
But yeah, so I don't think there's been one that stood apart from, like, you know, the ones with Waslow and stuff like that, they stand out. But the rest of them have all been like,
there was good ones.
Much of a muchness that I've enjoyed.
I've got a couple that stand out, but you're right, that one did. Whenever people say, like, that are sort of joining now, they go, which one should I go listen to? Like, I genuinely can't remember which ones are the good ones.
Yeah. Like I say, I don't think any stands out from another one, because I'm not saying much of a muchness, but like we have the same shtick go as we go through.
Yeah, the same sort of. Yeah, some we obviously, as people will know that do listen, know that we don't plan these. We plan a topic and then we just let it go.
Yeah.
So it's not like anything scripted. It's not like anything.
Well, I can't read, so I can't do scripted work.
The outro and the intro from Housing. This is the Dad Tales.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for being a friend. We've done a few different things this year, and we've also done some things that we repeated. I've made some mistakes this year. This year, it's been longer than you.
Yeah, but you're saying you made some mistakes. It's because you've taken over the thing of doing, like, the uploading and stuff. So
you should not leave me in charge.
No, but I could have made those mistakes. So for you to take it as like, oh, I've made mistakes. Nah, don't worry about that.
Yeah, if anybody's going to go back and listen, episode 30, we begged for a sponsor.
Was that this season? I thought it was season 2. We did that.
No. Well, that was 39 episodes ago. So you're talking over 6 months ago.
Jeez.
We've done two portions of Dadvice/badvice, because we've said many, many a time our advice probably is the wrong thing for you to listen to. We finally did an episode on sport.
Did we?
Yeah.
Do you remember that one?
Yeah, episode 43. We finally talked about sport. I'll be honest, I can't really remember what we talked about, but it was definitely about sport. We've done a couple of car chats.
Yeah, I enjoyed them. I was just about to say, I enjoyed the ones around the Steph Pat Lunch one, and then when you got us banned from it, then
I got it cancelled. I didn't just get us banned, I got the whole programme cancelled.
So, we're sticking to that, aren't we? Is that your fault?
Yeah, I'm
bad. I mean, Steph McGowan was so mad for you, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, you should see the email
he
said.
Oh, bloody hell. Can't wait for a lawsuit.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought they was good, them ones. I know we had a bit of issue with volume, didn't we, on one of them.
Yeah, one of them was like crazy loud, weren't we? And then next one was a bit clearer, or vice versa.
It was the noise of the car. As you go, it's hard to sort of dub that stuff out because we don't have massive amounts of budget on this. I'm going to change these over because I think that one's... Are we still connected?
I think so, yeah.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but it's very quiet, this one.
What's flashing out there, by the way?
I don't know.
Is that lightning?
I don't think it's lightning. Is it that guy?
You've had a look. You look like, what guy? Can I see a guy? Oh, you've got his cock out, yeah.
Wow. Good to know your competition, isn't it?
I can't beat him. Chuck Blinds.
Yeah, Chuck Blinds.
He's too big for me.
Stop it, mate. Another one that I really enjoyed was the one... Was it the one that we said we'd never release? And it was... We were listening to our own audio.
Yeah, yeah.
Of one we hadn't released, had we? It was one we didn't do a video to. We'd recorded it ages ago. Yeah. Just did an audio version of it. So we listened to ourselves. We watched ourselves listening to ourselves.
Yeah, and we tried talking about it, and it was the biggest car crash in the world. Yeah. I hated that one. Because it was like, they'd say something, and then we'd go, oh, and they'd said it, and I was like, oh, my God, this is horrific.
It was like being able to predict what was going on.
Yeah.
And not that we'd like say we planned anything, but we just kind of, even though we were saying it but didn't remember that we were saying it was like, it was episode 55, series 3, episode 55. So go back and start. I thought that was good on that one.
I hated it.
Because I thought we laughed an awful lot through that one.
No, I thought it was just like, I wish I'd have said, or I should have said. And then you say it, it's like, oh my God.
What I should have said this. That would
have
been funny.
Yeah, it'd be funny if I said this, and then 2 seconds later, blah, 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 blah. Oh, here we go.
I might go back and listen to that one.
No, duh. Why do you record yourself? Listen to us doing it.
Like a goggle box.
Yeah. Yeah.
A poddle box.
Mm. Hey, I say what, I'm obsessed with, shout out to another podcast. Richard Osman's podcast. It's absolutely brilliant.
Like he's going to be listening to this.
I hope so. What a guy. He will when I... actually, there's something going on out there.
Something flashing.
I don't know what it is. Keep seeing, like, one of his lightning strikes.
Maybe it's shooting star.
Yeah, it's not good for a podcast because, one, people can't see out the window, and two, I keep getting distracted by it. But, yeah, Richard Osman, if you like ours... Which sounds very similar. It's not. It's completely different. But yeah, it's really good. Because I love all the, like, you know, the facts that come out of it. Yeah. I sometimes listen and go, why can't we be this? Because their knowledge is ridiculous.
Do you know what, though? So, I can't remember what it's called, but it's about TV and film and stuff.
It's about anything now. Oh, yeah, it's more TV and film.
They talk
yeah.
about things that happen sort of in the background, things that people don't see. And I'm not saying that spoiled it for me. But I was watching a film yesterday, the day before, and a guy was like, it was The Equalizer. You seen The Equalizer?
Yeah.
So he's in his, he coaxes the Russian mafia to his flat, but he's in another flat, sort of watching them from that bit. This is not a spoiler. And all I could think was, how does he afford two rents? How could he do that?
Is it the both is? Oh, so yeah, he's.
It must be, yeah, it was two.
I should just break into somewhere else, they could see across.
No, he had it all set up and everything.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and I was just thinking. And it's stuff like that really, really sort of.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean?
I said to you the other day, now, why don't Americans ever say goodbye on the phone?
Just hang up.
It just. Well,
what's annoyed me now is on one of those, I know we talk about it in the podcast here, but he mentions about people can tell if someone's got liquid in a cup or not.
Yeah.
And now I can see it. Some people don't got liquid, they go, do a fake drink, you're like. Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm like it all the time with stuff. And I think part of it was being on Steph's Pat Roberts because you see a bit of what goes on behind the scenes. And you know that there's the stuff that you see in front of the camera is very different to
the big time. That's going on. But everyone's pissing about half the time. You know, if you're off camera, people genuinely are, like other guests, I'm not saying like us as guests, but the other guests were just messing about one the other, they'd be trying to be distracting and whatever.
Yeah.
Which is quite funny. I tell what I love, because again, you. When we watched Steph Pat Lunch, before I went on Steph Pat Lunch, you thought the studio was big.
Mm.
And it's a little tiny studio to the point where there's like a kitchen, we sit, the settees, and then that's pretty much it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not big at all.
And when they're doing different like things, like little rotation, but they set up in a certain way, it looks like it's complete different.
Like a different room.
Yeah, or studio. Yeah.
And that's what I mean. That's what you sort of, then you sort of overthink it. So like when I'm watching TV now, I'm kind of going, yeah, but that's not right. That's not how it's done that. That's not how it's done that. And how did you get from there to there?
Do you know what used to annoy me? And it's like it's inconsistency of continuity. Can you remember Friends in early seasons? They used to have a big, in Monica and Rachel's house in flat, it was like a big, massive wooden thingy.
Yeah.
And then that just disappeared. And it's like, well,
there was never a story about how that went away.
Structure, they got rid of that. What's that all about? Why did that disappear?
Yeah. I remember watching one, and it was right at the end of... It was the one where Monica and Chandler got engaged, that one. And then I remember watching... That was the end of the season. And then you watch the next episode. Chandler was fat in that one. And then
he's
the next
skinny.
Episode is really skinny.
Yeah.
They're obviously taking some time. Taking some time off.
Yeah.
What we're going to do for season four?
So my plan for season four, I think we do more collaborations.
I like the idea of that.
So I think we set up...
Less of us, more of other people.
Yeah, no, but I think we, because in season one, the bit of season two, we kept getting people on, didn't we? And we enjoyed doing them, but I think we do need to do more of it this year. I think this year. This next, it's still recording.
I think my earphones are dead.
Can you hear me?
No.
It's still got noise. I'm sure it comes out on yours as well.
Well, let's hope that we get this last few minutes.
Yeah. So that's what I want to do. I want to do more collabs. And so if you're listening, you want to come on, male, female, other, whatever the category comes under.
Cat, dog.
You got a good story to tell. Come see us. Do you know what I mean? Genuinely, I want to do more. The only stipulation is when you do come on, there has to be guests. We have to drink with the guests. I think that's our shtick. We have to have a drink. So
I'm good. I'm up for that.
As much as we've had guests on that, we've had that guy from America, and we've had thingy from Hull. I think I guess we need to get in the same room with us.
It's always better.
I think the chemistry was a lot better in that aspect.
I think so.
So if you're not local to us, unless you're willing to travel, we're not paying for any expenses.
We won't turn it down. No. If you're not local, if you want to come on, that's absolutely fine. But if you are more local, then let's.
Oh, hang on, explain that. We could travel, maybe.
We could travel. Actually,
I was going to say we could actually travel. I have to leave the country, by the way.
I'm up for leaving the country if you're paying for that expense.
But I won't mind doing an episode in a pub or something, or you know, somewhere like that. You know,
mixing it up. I like the idea of that. I like the idea of
on the road.
Maybe some more challenges. Like, do many challenges this season?
Yeah, he got a bit boring. Because you couldn't keep up with me, could you? Couldn't compete. Hey, got a challenge for you. An orienteering.
Oh God. We both get dropped somewhere and we have to get home the quickest.
So if anyone would like to drop somewhere randomly, we're on.
We're on it.
Not too far though. I don't want to be like 20 miles out.
Don't want it to be hard. Just somewhere down the road.
Round corner street, you know, but I don't know where I am. I don't recognise any of this.
I've got no phone.
Yeah, dropped off a map and a compass and off you go.
Yeah. I'm off that.
To be fair, I wouldn't mind it if we was blindfolded.
Oh,
here we go. And we were dropped off somewhere random, but together we had to get back. Oh, and we did like snippet recording.
Yeah. We could definitely plan
with a map and a compass and someone ring you here. And then ring we here, we have to work out where we are, sort of thing.
Yeah, you'd have to be in like a forest or something, wouldn't you?
Jesus Christ, that went a bit dark.
I'm trying to think logistics wise. If you was dropped in the middle of a city, you just go, excuse me, love, where am I? And they go, oh, you're in Budapest.
And then we go, right, how do we get back from Budapest?
No passport.
We need to be thinking about this one, but I won't mind doing
something like that. Yeah, challenges, some collabs, some different locations. I think we should start tagging stuff as well. I think we should pick someone.
Like spray painting.
I think we've talked about this before, about like trying to get, like we'll pick somebody or a company in particular and just everything we do, we tag them in it.
We tried that with Yorkshire team, we give up because they were just not even bothered, was there?
No.
We was like one of those annoying flies and just like.
Yeah, maybe that one hour.
Too big, was it?
We needed a different
one. That's a local company.
Yeah. We'll keep thinking about it. Right, that's the end of season three. It's been an absolute pleasure. Let's rock on.
Tommy.
Season 4. Keep smiling.
Stay safe.
Episode 69, season 3, done.
Thank you for being a friend.
I'll see you next Thursday.
See you next Thursday, my friend.
Thank you for listening right to the end of this week's podcast. We hope that you've enjoyed it. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at dad_tales_, or get involved by emailing us at dadtales@outlook.com. You can also now join our Facebook page by searching Dad Tales.
Keep the feedback coming. We are genuinely humbled by all the input and the comments you are providing us. Stay safe, celebrate small victories, and keep smiling.